You can download our program segments and take them along with you.
Don't leave home without them.
It's Artie on the go.
In August 74, Buford Pusser, former sheriff of McNary County, Tennessee, dies in a car crash at 36. Circumstances surrounding the crash fueled rumors of sabotage. Pusser is known for his one-man war on moonshining, prostitution, gambling, and other vices along the Tennessee-Mississippi state line. The movie Walking Tall is based on Pusser. He survived 7 stabbings and 8 shootings. Many songs have been written about him, including this tune from Dave Hall, released before Pusser's death.
Buford Pusser was a wrestling man. Gave it up to come back home and work his land. Buford's size was out of sight. He just didn't like to fight, 'cause Buford was just a family man. Just a plain, ordinary family man. Settled in McNary County, Tennessee. He liked living right and being free. Then one day he went to town, met an old friend and they messed around. He found the place had changed since he'd been gone. And lots of dirty games were going on. They stopped in at the Lucky Spot Saloon. Bad things were to happen very soon. The smoke hung heavy in the air. Buford felt uneasy there. His friend lost all his money shooting dice. And then later on he lost his life. And Buford lost his temper when they laid his friend away. Took them all on single-handed at the lucky spot that day. They got him down and beat him and slashed him with a knife. But it took more to kill him than cutting him down to size. They left him for dead on the side of the road. When you took on Buford Pusser, he was carrying a heavy load. Buford soon recovered, went to work at his daddy's mill. And all the time of working on his giant club to kill. One day he went back to the bar where he'd been, walked in swinging a club for his friend, scattering those who got him there before, spattering some of their blood on the floor. Well, the sheriff come out and got him, and no bond he couldn't budge. And then they held a county trial before a crooked judge. They said Buford didn't have no sense, didn't have no lawyer for his defense. Buford handled his own case like a pro. And the jury said not guilty, let him go. And when the trial was over, they set Buford free. He run for sheriff to clean up that part of Tennessee. They sent a man down from Nashville to make a deal. Buford told him the law was not for sale. Wasn't nobody gonna buy him off. He wouldn't make no deal at any cost. Buford told him to go back home and stay. He said he didn't want no extra pay. And Buford went on hunting for stills and crooked life. One day the blood jaw had fought and shot and killed his wife. But he survived and arrived alive. Just kept living on. He swore that he'd get him after his wife was gone. He went back to the lucky spot to call. Drove his car right through that barroom wall. And then the folks who lived in town all came out and burned it down. And Buford was a hero in disguise. A man whose heart is twice his body's size. In McNary County, Tennessee, so the people say, the tales of Buford Pusser still live on today. In McNary County, Tennessee, so the people say, the tales of Buford Pusser still live on today. They still live on today. They still live on today.
Artie's Time Warp will continue after we pause for station identification.